What's that?
It's siding on this house.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between weatherboard and siding?
Well, I don't know exactly. Weatherboard, they all answer the same purpose.
Uh-huh.
But the weatherboard, it laps over.
Mm-hmm.
And the water runs down. You start at the bottom and go up to the top with the lap over.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they call weatherboard.
What about siding?
Well, siding, they joint.
Mm-hmm.
Got a groove in them.
Which way is ship lap? Is that siding or?
Now, ship lap, they can use it for siding, but in general, they use it now on top of these houses for, they got to be careful with shingles.
Uh-huh.
They got a groove in them and they fit together.
Say if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to
shut it.
Okay, close the door.
Close the door.
And you say, years ago on Monday, women would get the dirty clothes together, and what would they do?
Go wash.
Uh-huh. How would they do that? Did you ever help?
Well, sometimes they'd have to put the clothes on their head and throw them in the mire before they could get some water to wash.
Yeah, because I had told them to get them in the mire. Before we got a wheel, so throw them, hang them out on the bushes and let them get dry and then we tie them up. That's one way that we have advance,
mm-hmm.
You know. And life, maybe get a project in life, because we don't have to do that now.
Go pack your clothes up.
Huh?
Go pack your clothes.
Yeah, I just about got them packed up. I ain't gonna pull the linens off today, because I got some more clean and put on it. I'm just gonna leave for it. So,
what would people do after they've gotten the clothes dried and brought them inside? Then they'd do the...
Man.
After the clothes have been washed and dried and you brought them inside, you'd have to do the...
Yeah, they'd
put them
away.
Nowadays, you could send the clothes to the...
Laundry.
Did people...
You came to the wash it there and now you don't have to iron them.
Did people used to say, I'm going to do the laundry? A long time ago?
That's right.
What would they call the big black thing they have in the yard to heat up water?
A pot.
Wash pot. Uh-huh. You got one out there now, but it's too rusty. I clean my pot out.
What would you have to heat up water to make tea in?
Make tea in?
Uh-huh.
Cold pot.
Or something that has spout to it?
Yeah. Oh, some of them would be a kettle.
Uh-huh.
Tea
kettle.
Tea kettle.
Did you ever hear the...
Have the old line, your tea kettle back there in them days. Didn't have no aluminum, huh?
Did you ever hear the wash pot called a kettle?
No, I always heard it was a wash pot.
Uh-huh. And a little building used for storing wood. You'd call that a...
Wood house.
What about for tools?
Well, we'd have tool house.
And before they had bathrooms inside, what did they call the toilets they had outdoors?
Mm-hmm. They were calling them, what were they calling them?
You call them toilets.
They called them toilets, outdoor toilets.
Do you have one here?
Yes, one here. I don't have no one.